Welcome back to another episode of the Mythic Draft Podcast. I'm Chris.
And je m'appelle Ron.
Yeah, stupid smart weather. What was it? Friday, it was 70. And then the next day, it was 40 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, last week it was, because I went disc golf, it was 70 degrees. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then it's been rainy and 40 for the last week.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we had that washout at work, so.
Yeah, I heard you guys can't drink the water there.
Really?
Yeah, apparently some people didn't get this message that you weren't supposed to drink the water.
There was nothing sent out.
Yeah.
We've all been drinking the water.
Oh.
The chief made iced tea with the water.
Oh. Hope you boiled it first.
No.
Oh. Did it taste irony?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not the admin side. Yeah. They're saying that on the op side, it was all yellow.
Well, I think that's because a certain individual ran fire hoses from a hydrant to backfill the system somehow. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah.
We have had so much rain in Salisbury.
And they're supposed to be backflow preventers, which evidently aren't in some of the pipes, which the city plumber is like, well, that's not to code.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We've had more problems with the plumbing in that building. It's not that old of a building.
Well, it's because the building has sunk so far.
Well, that's...
No, that's... They said that's exactly why the pipe burst this time.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense. The weight of the building is probably sitting on the pipes.
Yeah. I said we need to put a koi pond in, but they didn't see the humor in that. Some of them did, some did not. I found a very reasonable one for about $500.
Yeah.
Had a waterfall in it and everything. It was going to be gorgeous. Put that
right in the middle of the kitchen or?
No. That hole that's now beside the back door.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been uptown, so I don't
know. Oh yeah. There's you can see underneath the firehouse.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, the civil engineer was like, I can't tell you what to do about that. You got to call a structural guy. So, yeah. The structural engineer got there and was kind of like,
there's a bog underneath of here.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple people who are sitting laughing their heinies off down in Florida right now about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my nice, perfectly safe building that was built in the 80s.
Yeah.
We talk about all the time how that's the last real firehouse in the city right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got its problems, and one of our lieutenants hates it because it's not fancy, but it's a firehouse.
It's a firehouse.
It does all the things we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they had the city paint crew come out to give them a bid. And they're like, yeah, we really don't. We paint like the lines on the sidewalks. We don't really paint buildings.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We just paint a bunch of lines right next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that's do a lot of is. Lines. Yeah. Really like each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We went to a call last night. I feel so bad for these people. One of our super stellar, apartment buildings in the city. Water was seeping through the water table underneath the building into their apartments.
Nice.
And of course, I said, they didn't know what to do. They called the fire department.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
That's what everybody does, but it's fine. So I get out there and I called for building housing and I called for Red Cross. And the maintenance guy finally gets there and he's like, well, what did they do? And I'm like, they didn't do anything. They didn't make water seep through the concrete. That's not how they don't have that ability.
Did you go around with a dowsing rod?
No, I didn't have to. I could find it.
But you got to find the source.
And then the one guy gets on the phone and he's like, well, you know, how long did this take? And I'm, you know, using my sweet French language, and he's like, it just happened like 2 hours ago. He's like, that's impossible. I'm like, man, it's been raining pretty hard all day, bud.
Yeah.
Your building was built in the 70s, probably doesn't have right drainage.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about it before, but I was talking to the chief about it today on the way back from lunch. I was like, it didn't flood like this in Salisbury when I first started.
No, no.
And yeah, and evidently part of it is they said that the downstream cleanouts have not been cleaned out in forever.
Nice.
But of course, it's the county saying, well, that's the city's job. The city's saying that's the county's job. And meanwhile, we flood.
I love Wicomico County.
Yeah.
It is the only county I've ever been associated with that does not acknowledge the largest population inside the county as members right. of the county.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's insane how they talk.
Yeah.
Well, it's the city. Well, they're still county residents.
Right.
Every part of those people are still, they live in your county.
Yeah. They pay taxes.
They pay taxes to your county. In fact, if they stop paying taxes, you'd be in real trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the most of the people that pay taxes in your county.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, yet again today, Route 13 is shut down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. It's no bueno.
Yeah, no, no. Well, yeah. I was coming home back from Baltimore yesterday for a meeting. Luckily, the rain didn't really kick in until after I got off the Bay Bridge.
Ah, that's fun.
But, I mean, yeah, like, all through Talbot and everything, it was just, they weren't fields, they were ponds.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's clearly there's something going on.
Right.
I don't want to say the GW words.
Yeah.
But clearly something's going on because on Route 9, I see standing water all the time now.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it also is all the like housing developments and everything, because our house used to be fine. And now that everything, the entire neighborhood's developed, we actually get puddles in our yard now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, there's nowhere for the water to go. And you guys aren't just an attack on your lovely attack. Towns. It's not very good at building green spaces.
What? What are those?
Yeah, there's space. You're supposed to put green spaces in neighborhoods and stuff so that there's places for the water to go. And
we have one of those, but it's at the highest point in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the pond is the lowest, but yeah, it's a steady rise up over there. Yeah, it's a gradual rise from 0 to 2 inches above. But yeah.
Yeah. My county, my neighborhood has a nice little park. Like, that's one thing about Newcastle County. Like, whoever the guy was back in the 70s who was in charge of it, he was really into like public parks everywhere. And so we have all these green spaces everywhere, and they maintain them.
Yeah,
and it's pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna wait for the muskrats to move in.
They're on the way. Just put your little traps out for them.
They are a pain to trap.
Don't you just like stick things in the water and they swim into them?
No, you gotta find where one of their little burrows, their little holes are, and you've got this like claw clamp. It looks like a little miniature bear trap almost. And you put it down in their hole, and then you tie it off to a reed and you stick that beside it so you know where it was. And then, you come back and check them in 6 to 10 hours.
You said that completely wrong, because you don't got to do that ever.
touche, but
there
if you're going to trap them, that's how you got to trap them.
There is no upside to doing that at all.
Yeah.
Because the worst part is then you have a muskrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a smelly rat. It's literally in the name, smelly rat.
Yeah, people like to eat them.
Yeah.
And the weird, you gotta leave one of the eyeballs in.
Ugh.
That's like a tradition when you clean a muskrat or something. Mm. You leave one eyeball.
Nope.
Yeah.
We just need to go back to like eating food like our ancestors did, like vegetables and oysters. That's pretty much. It's like the Native Americans basically lived off of.
I bet you Native Americans ate a muskrat.
Maybe.
Yeah, on special occasions.
But like,
plenty of sage, black pepper. It's good.
They didn't have those things, so
yeah.
Apparently, we're like, this is terrible. Don't eat this shit. Archaeologically, that's how you find Neolithic sites: is you look for oyster shells.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a good. indicator.
I'm not a big oyster fan.
Oh, man. Oysters are great.
No.
Good for the environment. Tastes delicious.
Yeah, if you want to inhale a loogie.
You could fry them.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could fry muskrat meat and it would be.
Oh, God. No, thank you. So, playing any new games lately? We haven't really talked about games in a while.
We haven't. I did start the old Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Now, this is Final Fantasy Redone?
This is the second part of the remake of Final Fantasy VII.
So this is the Final Fantasy Collector's Master's Edition.
It's totally different than the original. Well, not totally, but there's a lot of differences between this and the original story. So, and it's so pretty. It's super pretty graphics, and yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope that they're pretty graphics at this point.
You've been doing some hell diving, haven't you?
I have been doing some hell diving. I've been really enjoying the game. Man, the sense of humor by those developers is great.
I've seen some of the little in-between mission things they tell you and stuff.
My favorite tip is just don't die. It's just a tip that shows up and says don't die.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, it's a really fun game that can be ruined by people.
Yeah, because you can't play with bots, can you?
No, it's always you can. Sometimes you get lucky and just play by yourself, but usually people can just randomly join you.
Yeah.
Which honestly, it's almost impossible to play by yourself because it's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you were supposed to introduce me to these California folk.
What? You never said yes or no, so I didn't.
Oh well, I'm gonna say yes.
All right, I'm gonna introduce you.
I feel like it's gonna be a thing. I'm going to have to speak Californian.
Nah, only two of them live in California now. The one guy's in Chicago. The other guy's in Nashville.
Oh, man, I want to go to Chicago.
Yeah. And the Nashvillian, he's originally from, he's from California, went to Florida, and now he's in Nashville. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. We're stupid. And he was saying that plane crash the other day in Nashville, or outside of Nashville, that it crashed on the road he takes home from work every night.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, luckily my shift change had gotten there a half hour early, so I was home and then heard about a plane crash.
I didn't even hear about the plane crash. I've kind of stopped looking at the news.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
I know that's terrible to say, but
yeah,
it's never good news.
No, there's nothing good out there.
Yeah, never once.
No, it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, keep waiting for the good news. Like, I love John Oliver's show, but it's never good. Yeah. Like, it's good. It's entertaining and informative. But it's never good news.
Yeah.
He even made fun of it. He's like, if I'm introducing this on the show, it's not going to end well.
Right.
Yeah. His dark dive into the history of Chuck E. Cheese was pretty interesting.
Oof. Let's go sit on the animatronic rat's lap and eat bad pizza.
We didn't have Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. We had Showbiz.
Showbiz. That sounds like a fancy place.
Well, you got to watch the John Oliver thing, but Showbiz and Chuck E. Cheese were like rivals, and then Showbiz bought Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. We had Skateland. There were animatronic things there.
I believe I remember there being some problematic things with Skateland.
Like what?
Didn't the guy get arrested?
Oh, that was one of the guys, yeah. That was the only thing to do around here, though.
Yeah,
you went to the mall, and there was the little fountain that, depending on where you sat, was where you were in the hierarchy of coolness.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, seriously. If you try to sit at the wrong level, they would push you back to where you're supposed to be quite quickly.
Now that my mall. We have an honest-to-goodness arcade on Main Street in Newark again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the guy was like, he's opened up this arcade. I haven't been there yet, but I'm very excited to go. Sadly, it's in my old bike shop, so.
That's sad.
Yeah. It's
nothing but paperboy machines.
That would be amazing. But I don't know. don't know what games got in there. I'm very excited to go and check it out, though.
Yeah. Check out the new Galaga.
The new Galaga. I was always a Pole Position fan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love it. I always hate when they keep it where you've got to put tokens or coins in. A lot of the new ones now, it's like, oh, you get this card and you just swipe it. No. Mm. No, I don't like. And then you get points for different games. No, I'm not playing. I don't want a bunch of tickets for plastic. I want just to put my quarter up there and have somebody humiliate me playing Street Fighter in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. I always liked that in Time Shift. That was another. Well, I played a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We play the Street Fighters.
Or what was that one? It was a Sega game, but it was an arcade. Oh, Golden Axe. That was always.
Oh, Golden Axe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, the only one for tickets you should play is Skee Ball.
Ooh. I do love a good Skee Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get to, you don't see it as much around anymore.
No, that's rare. There's some folks that walk around, they've got their own Skee Balls. Yeah. Skee Ball Champion. Oh, yeah, they have their little case. No, I don't know. I'm making this up. Okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Any other cool games out in the world right now? Lethal Company. I don't know if we talked about that. That is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
Amazingly fun game still.
Yeah.
Played some Phasmophobia.
Nope.
There's a VR option for that game.
Why, Ron? Why? Because people hate themselves. That's why.
Yeah. There's a VR Tim Roth horror film.
Oh, yeah.
That I've not brought myself to watch yet.
Yeah, I think I'd rather enjoy the delights of a sandpaper dildo. Yeah. You got your Dune 2 coming out, don't you? Or is it out?
Dune 2 is out. It came out last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Did you get your...
I did not get my tub of popcorn, the toothy vagina.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I have to find time.
Yeah.
I had a wedding last weekend, and which weddings at the age of 40 plus are much less fun.
Yeah.
My wife gave me the signal, like, it's time to go.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like we left by 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow. You made it that late.
Yeah, I think we made it to 10, but it wasn't.
Ooh, Nighthawk.
Yeah. So and then the bride, who's my friend, was like, why are you guys? Because we texted about going to the gym the next morning. She's like, why are you people alive at 8 a.m. the next morning? I'm like, because we went to bed at 10.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing that happens that late at night that can't happen during the day.
Yeah, why not just get married at like 1 o'clock and have your party at 1:30? That sounds like a better plan.
Yeah. Well, you get married at 1, and then you open the reception up at 1:30, but the bridal party doesn't get there till 2:30.
And you don't start serving food till like 4.
Oh yeah, you can't give people anything to eat while they're drinking. Yeah, you gotta get them good and belligerent.
Yeah. It's always worked out for everybody.
Yeah. Especially good old Aunt Pam.
So I put my suit on, and I've slimmed down a little bit. Not as much as I'd like to, but I've slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing good.
And put my suit on, and I'm like, oh, I don't own a belt anymore.
Really?
Yeah, so I didn't have a belt to put on to strip it at the wedding. I didn't have a way to do it.
Yeah. See, I have to wear a belt. I feel weird if I'm not wearing a belt. Even gym shorts, I put a belt on.
For some reason, I do believe that.
No.
I guess I only wear a belt at work.
Hmm.
not a big Delt guy anymore. Oh, Zencaster sent me an email.
What if we start at the option? You could either wear a belt at work or suspenders.
I think I would wear suspenders.
Yeah?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I don't even wear suspenders on my fire gear.
Yeah.
That's the Salisbury cool guy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't wear suspenders.
No. Or you're the super cool guy that gets the weird leather suspenders.
Yeah. You're super cool then.
That sounds comfortable and fun. Y'all recovered from your physical assessment from work?
I am recovered, yes.
Yeah. Yep. The fire chief today was saying, I can't even walk right. Yeah. It's been 2 days. I said, well, 2 days is usually when legs hit you, so.
I found out that because I went first, I probably got screwed the most out of the whole thing because I talked to one of our firefighters on C-Shift who went through it, and he said, oh, yeah, she let me do the run, and then I did everything else, and then I did my squats and my box jump. I'm like, well,
I didn't do a box jump. I had to do a box step.
Well, the box step thing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I kept pace on that for about 20 seconds.
Oh, I kept pace the whole time.
Oh, screw you.
Metronome, baby.
No. Yeah, that metronome was took, 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 and I was good, good, because I had done the air squats right before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because I did my run and then the step box stepping thing.
Oh.
It's just like, your heart rate's pretty high. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
You made me run.
I don't run. I did 6 minutes of run, 3 minutes of walk, 3 minutes of run.
Oh, that's good. That's better than I just went at a slow run the whole time. Oh, I should have sped it up. Yeah. But, you know, you got to leave some for improvement.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that my shoulder subluxed while I was doing my second set of push-ups.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, like I felt it start to click. I was like, nah, that'll be okay. And then just go-gong, I go down on that side. She's like, are you all right? I'm like, I'm fine. Here we go. Yep, keep it going. Yeah. So nice that our department has this physical assessment to tell us where we need to be.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is there are some people that really need to participate that aren't.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I really wish we could encourage those people.
Well, they might not have a choice in a couple of years, so.
Sure. I'll be retired by then.
Yeah. But the new OSHA 1910 changes they want to put through are pretty strict about that stuff.
Right, yeah.
It's almost like oversight is saying, hey, we need to take care of people's physical, mental, and, you know, overall health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Well, I think it's Berlin Fire Department in Germany. They
require not Worcester.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They require them to do a CPAT every day to come on shift.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's a little rough. It's not the worst. I actually found it easier, but yeah. I was in pretty good shape when I did it.
Yeah.
Now it'd be tough.
Well, that's my problem. I compare myself to 20 years ago. And.
Yeah. That's always my problem. Yeah. I'm always comparing myself to pre-Salisbury Ron.
Yeah. Well, topic one?
Topic one.
All right.
This is a weird topic.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't even know if it's a good one, but it's a weird one.
Yeah, it's fine.
So the news was shared. Obviously, by the time this comes out, it'll be old news that Warner Brothers has shut down Rooster Teeth.
Yeah. Which,
for some new people, I guess, younger kids, Rooster Teeth has been like that was like my first introduction into like the internet, really, like Red vs. Blue and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And I became a fan over the years and listened to the podcast for years. And then I moved on to some of their other podcasts. And at this point, I listened to like 3 or 4 of their podcasts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It kind of worried me because they were their own company for most of those 21 years that they existed.
Yeah.
And then they sold out to AT&T and AT&T sold to Warner Brothers. And then now we're left in this position where they're gone.
Yeah.
And it worries me for the future, because I'm worried, and we have a very small, it's an audience for this podcast. We have a very small audience for this podcast. And I'm worried that there's no space now in the internet for independent entertainment. Mm. You know, every podcast you see now is based off of some other IP, has famous people involved in it. You know, they, these comedians have taken over the comedy podcast. The Dungeons and Dragons podcasts are all now become their own juggernauts of a business. It's a business.
Oh yeah.
You know, but it worries me that the internet is going in this direction that's not great. You know,
it's you mean become, the global corporationalism of everything is a bad thing?
Yeah, that.
Wait, it's similar. I mean, what is it? 60% of the airlines are run by two companies or something, and
sure,
crazy things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because you and I are of the generation that we are like the forefront of the internet, right? Like we grew up in the time when there was no internet it existed, technicalities, it existed, but it wasn't, you know, to the point where now I'm seeing the internet going, oh, so if you're not famous, you're not going to have a successful career on the internet.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're not a corporation, you're not going to get a share in the internet at all.
Yeah.
You know, which is really worrisome because the hope was this was going to be a free space for sharing information, sharing viewpoints, sharing you know, almost a safe space for just information.
Yeah.
And it's not that anymore.
Right.
It's very worrisome. And I look at a company like Rooster Teeth, which they built this brand, and the brand as part of their, you know, I don't know the inner workings of decisions they made, why they made those decisions, but as part of that brand, they became part of a corporation that then was like, we're done with you.
Yeah.
You know, we can dump you.
Well, I mean, WB makes some really good decisions. I mean, look at everything they did with DC.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, everybody hated the Suicide Squad game that came out, so they're doubling down on live service games.
Yeah.
They've got some real forward thinkers over there.
But that's kind of like the thing is, you know, you look at WB as a whole, they keep buying up these IPs and let's say driving them into the dirt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know,
they are. Yeah.
So, but what's to stop them from taking your next favorite IP?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
There's very, I've reached the point where podcasts have become annoying to listen to because usually it's an ad for, hey, you need to listen to our Patreon, you know? And I understand, look, I get it. People are trying to make their careers out of this. Yeah. And it's become this thing that I think the internet never should have been. You know, it's become this business that I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. I can appreciate that. Yeah. Most of the podcasts I listen to, I listen to a lot of Kind of Funny stuff, and I subscribe for what, $10 a month or whatever. So I don't hear ads.
Sure.
But,
and Kind of Funny smart, because I think at one point they were bought by Rooster Teeth.
They were, and then they split off and said, nah, we're just going to be our own thing again. And,
right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like some of the podcasts I listen to at Rooster Teeth, I mean, some of the people I just saw some comments on the internet is, well, we hope you take that and become your own. But I don't know that that's even legally possible, you know, for them.
Right. Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah, and that's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one, and it's a sad one because
they start their new company, Hen Dentures.
My feelings aside, like there are like what 200 people who are out of a job today,
right?
You know, and that in this market right now, it's going to be tough for them to find jobs.
Yeah,
and, you know, especially doing what they were doing, it's going to be almost impossible.
You know? Yeah, and I think there's a lot of that happening across different mediums. Like you see it, you know, game companies are shuttering things when they're not. It's like you're either a 10 out of 10 or you're worthless. It's like there's no in between anymore.
And yeah.
It's,
well, I look at a game like, well, let's take Helldivers.
Yeah.
You know, Sony put no money into them.
Right. And they're doing phenomenally.
And they're doing phenomenally, but now Sony's going to say, oh, well, now you did phenomenally. We want you to make Helldivers 3 instantaneously.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're going to screw up. No offense to Sony.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
They're going to screw that up because of the success it had.
Yeah.
You know, and it's.
Well, and the problem is there will be these other companies that are like, well, look at what Helldivers did. We need to do what they did. It's like, no, that's, you know, the problem with some of these games doing the live act or live service thing, you know, not everything is going to be a juggernaut like Fortnite was.
Right. I think that's the big problem in the games industry right now is everybody's trying to be Minecraft and Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, you're 5 years too late for that at least.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Fortnite still exists is crazy to me, you know. The fact that, well, Destiny's limping along.
Oh my gosh. I hopped back on this week because it's Guardian Games started back up. And I was like, you just want me to grind away at this. It's not really a new thing. It's just, okay. All right. Okay. So.
I know this is a tough prescription pill to swallow, but I think Bungie's going to shutter its doors probably before the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even know if we'll get to see, what is it? Lightfall or not Lightfall, whatever the last expansion is that's supposed to come out.
I mean, they already laid off a whole bunch of staff, you know.
Final Shape, that's what it's called. And it's just,
it's seemingly the writing's on the wall that it's not going to exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe rightly so.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big part of me. It's like, maybe they should have just stopped with Forsaken, that expansion where you had the death of Cade and all that.
Yeah.
There are some story beats that I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool, but it's, yeah, this weekend, I've got the house to myself, and usually I'd be like, okay, I'll grind away at Destiny. I'm like, I can play a lot of Final Fantasy this weekend now.
Right. I can jump into a couple hours of Baldur's Gate and just have fun.
Yeah.
And not feel like I'm grinding.
Right.
You know.
Oh, there'll be grinding in Baldur's Gate, just a different kind.
Sure.
It kills me. I love you, Larian, but it's like every week it's like hot fix, you know, right. 9.2 romance edition. It's like, wait, I thought 7.3 was romance stuff. Now that it's like
every time I boot up my Steam, it's like you have a 15 gig update for Baldur's Gate. Like, what the crap is going on?
Yeah, yep. It's a different way to kiss a bear.
Yeah, but
I mean, again, that'd be Baldur's Gate. That's one that's, you know, it's an outlier. They did the damn thing and they did it right, and you know, people love it.
Seemingly, this is an outside version of the world. People seem to enjoy the not the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, like Helldivers, here's my prediction, it's going to go on for too long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Diablo. I mean, I enjoyed Diablo. I played Diablo 4. I enjoyed it. Played through the story.
Right.
I have no desire to every season make a whole new character and grind through it again.
Oh, they want you to make a whole new character each time?
You have to. You have no choice.
Oh, that, no.
Yeah. So if you want to play the seasonal content, it's a whole new character every time.
What?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, there's no character to that. You know, the person you built up and spent all this time with. And
not only that, but like, you get to a point where you're like, all right, well, Diablo's not my job. You know, I might want to just jump in for an hour once a week or something, you know, see what's going on. I want to do that with my character that I played. But I don't see that for me and many other gamers being a long-term strategy for success, right? Like, games have a shelf life. They should be played. And then sometimes I think they should be put away.
No, yeah, I agree.
You know, Helldivers, I think, will be good for probably get me through to the summer.
Yeah.
You know, then I'll move on to something else. Of course, I'm the man who has 1,000+ hours in Panzer Corps. So, you know, maybe I'm the wrong person.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem is it's almost like we're now being ingrained that it's got to be that either sequel or tied to something. It can't be a little one-off thing. And that's sad.
Yes. It's very sad that we can't just have the game. Like, they can't just enjoy the game and then play another game. Like, you almost feel required to, like, all right, well, I'm going to play Destiny, and then I'm going to keep playing for 8 months.
Right.
It's like, well, no, I just want to play Destiny, enjoy the story, and go on to the next thing.
Yeah, I've definitely got my money's worth out of it. And...
sure. Yeah, I'm not going to... I played Destiny. I enjoyed it. I even got back into it for a little while. It was hot and everything, and then I realized, oh, I don't like the grinding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think I don't like the seasonal stuff. I think that's what I've kind of decided is games that have seasonal stuff that I have to grind for, I'm out.
But what if they called it chapters?
Well, then I'm back in.
Okay, see, there you go. Okay.
You got me.
All right. Shoo. Okay, we're close one there, folks.
But and with my podcast, I mean, I there's a couple podcasts I listen to that are quasi famous people, but I don't really enjoy listening to famous people talk.
No,
you know, I don't really want to hear Joe Rogan's opinion about anything.
No,
ever.
No. Although I did see something the other day. Somebody was on his show that was like to prove a point to everybody. You know that addiction is all fake. I'm going to get hooked on meth and then quit it. It's like, it's a bold take, son.
That's a bold statement.
You'll either kick it or enjoy your meth addiction.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
Joe Rogan's, like you said, you know, the famous ones and all that. Every now and again, I'll listen, you know, or like kind of funny, interview somebody famous, but I like it more when it's the people I think are famous. You know, like there's one that I'm waiting till I beat Final Fantasy. They've got the, you know, they interviewed the musical director for Final Fantasy Rebirth. I was like, oh, that'll be really cool when I listen to it 6 months from now.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, like you talked about the D&D stuff, Critical Role. I'm like, yeah, it's a bunch of voice actors. Nobody really knows who all of them are, but I enjoy it because they have a good time.
Yeah. Holy crap.
It's the UPS. Oh my God. Leave it.
There goes heart attack.
Yeah, well, Fred just popped the earbuds out from his Zoom. So.
There it is.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Critical Role.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I think Critical Role is the outlier in this, but now it's every other company is like, oh, we have to do a D&D game. If that makes sense, like,
right,
like I don't want to see you play D&D. I don't care. Like, it's the D&D things were to me because I just want to play D&D.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to listen to other people who play D&D.
Right,
I want to play D&D.
Yeah,
you know,
and honestly, most of Critical Role now, it's they play D&D, but it's really listening to a story.
Sure.
Yeah, which I did find it was on Spotify. It was Batman Unearthed or something, and it was like a audio novel, like acted out for a totally original Batman story. Like, this is really neat.
That's gotta be better than all the Batman movies that have come out in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was Mask of the Phantasm. That was good. Any of the animated stuff is good.
Well, R.I.P. Man of Many Batman's dead to me.
Yeah.
I did see side tangent.
My sketch yesterday was Batman.
They're gonna release a Conroy Hamill episode. It's like, I guess they had another episode like that they never released.
Uh oh, um Yeah, I think I heard something about that. Oh, it's part of the Crisis on Infinite Earths thing. And I guess one of the Earths they go to is theirs.
Oh.
So you get to see or hear them again.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because Mark has said, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah. He said, that was my Batman. I was his Joker.
Yeah, well, that was all our Batman and Jokers.
Yep.
I still, to this day, when I read a Batman comic, I hear Kevin's voice.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I mean, that makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin really was the best Batman.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Of my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I mean.
But again, there, you've got... They had this tried and true thing Rocksteady did with the Batman Arkham games.
Right. Yeah.
They ended it, and instead of just letting it be and then having a spinoff, but you know, all these other characters in the DC, they're like, actually, we're gonna do like Fortnite meets Sunset Overdrive meets Grand Theft Auto, I guess. And it was just like, what?
Yeah. Update happens. Yeah. Stop messing with the Batman.
Yeah.
This is totally side tangent to it, but there's gotta be no character who's been more maligned than Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of remakes of Batman.
Yeah.
Let's move
How
on to
How many character. Times do Thomas and Martha have to die?
Yeah. Let's just have, let's let another character come to the forefront. I get it. DC has terrible characters. I get it.
But that's the problem. They have some of the best characters. They just don't put them forward.
I know.
God.
My favorite.
The people they put them forward. Oh, yeah. Let's give Aquaman a second movie.
My favorite DC character can't seem to get anything to happen more than for one season.
Yeah.
And one movie. Shows up and then they're like, kill it. Kill it with fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swamp Thing. I mean, they really haven't done anything with Swamp Thing.
Oh, God. There was that movie when we were kids. Oh, in the 80s? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I remember that.
I mean, what's the Archer guy?
Green Arrow?
No. Yeah, there's another one, too, though. And then there's...
Oh, yeah, the chick.
Sable? Black Sable something?
Oh, Black Canary?
Yeah, Black Canary.
Yeah, her and Green Arrow had a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect duo.
Yeah. Hawkman.
Yeah.
Hawkman.
Yeah. Yeah. Nth metal mace.
This big ass mace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's this guy that flies. Doesn't really need to flap the wings, but he has wings.
Yeah, that's true. Doesn't really flap the wings. Yeah.
Or like and a Hawkgirl. Buddy cop thing with Green Lantern and Flash.
Man, Green Lantern.
Or Green that Lantern, Green Arrow.
Terrible that they've never done anything good with the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
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 I did watch, I broke my trailer rule.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, guess which trailer I watched?
Deadpool.
That's correct.
Well, hold on to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can move on to that. I mean, my topic is really kind of played out.
Yeah,
I worry about what the internet's going to look like in 10 years.
Yeah, I too worry that we're losing the independent IPs.
Yeah. 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 I don't know what to do about it. Donate now to Mythic Drax Patreon so that we can all do this forever.
Yeah.
Which we don't have a Patreon.
No, we don't. Yeah. Yeah. You can Venmo me.
We will accept Venmo.
Yeah. Or internet hugs. We like those.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you watching that kind of ties into my topic because, yeah, after seeing that trailer, you know, and what Marvel's talking about, what do we want from the X-Men with Deadpool potentially being the start
of
the X-Men in the MCU?
Sure. I don't know. Like, it's so hard from that trailer to know what they're doing, right? There's no way Hugh Jackman's back to be Wolverine. I mean, he's very clear that he doesn't want to do it.
But he's back for this movie.
He's back for this movie.
Yeah, that's it.
It's fine. Yeah. But he's not going to come back to do another run of X-Men. I don't really want them to do X-Men again.
Well, if they do it, I don't want it to be Wolverine and the X-Men. Actually make Cyclops the good character he is.
Yeah, I mean, Cyclops was my favorite X-Men. They could do X-Force. They could do X-Force.
That would be... Well, I mean, they've got most of it.
They could do X-Factor.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot you could do. I mean, you could actually do Iceman being a real character, for God's sakes.
Yes. Yeah.
Kitty Pryde not being a 12-year-old kid.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Banshee. Havoc. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you could... There's a lot of those characters that didn't get... They got pretty screwed over.
Beast. Sabretooth.
Yeah. I actually liked... Was that Ray... who's his name?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about his. I'm talking about the Sabretooth from the Singer X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I actually thought that the first one was a decent take on Sabretooth. I think the problem is for the X-Men that there's a generation of people now that Wolverine is so iconic to the X-Men that you can't do it without Wolverine.
Yeah, or it's tricky to do.
Yeah. And it's going to be tough to find somebody for whatever the movies were bad or whatever. Right. It's going to be tough to replace Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. He didn't write those horrid scripts.
No.
So.
I just think he nailed that character.
Yeah, he did. He's a little too tall, but not Canadian enough.
He wasn't Canadian. He's, you know, Australian. That's like the
that's,
Southern Canadians.
That's the Canada of the Pacific. There's a Canadian right now going, "You son of a bitch." Well, I'm sorry to say that.
sorry.
Super, super polite people. Love your syrup.
Yeah. It would be nice to see Cyclops actually treated like a real character.
Yeah.
And not an angsty teenager.
Yeah.
I would have liked
Jean
Grey to be better.
Yeah. Jean's a huge one. And that's... My brother and I were talking about this the other day. He picked up on this. They're re-releasing, or there's a new spin-off of the X-Men cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called 97 X-Men or something. Excuse me. It's the same art style and all.
But that's pretty cool.
His super eyes in the trailer picked out that he was like, yeah, in one of the shots looked like Jean Grey was pregnant. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Right. I was like, oh, I guess it's Cable. He was like, you would think, but no. Because based on that timeline, that would be make that not Jean, that's Madeline Pryor. So this will be Hope. And I was like, God, you remember so much more of that than I do.
Well, there are like 12 kids in the Gray universe, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Scott Summers has a bunch of kids. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
And then Alex has kids. I mean, there's a lot of those mutants running around.
Yeah.
But there's, like I said, that's, which is what they could do a lot with they had. But the problem I think with X-Men is you need the Jon Favreau. You need the somebody who just loves that story to make it come real.
Right.
Like Future Past was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. Patrick Stewart was a cool Xavier.
Right.
But he wasn't a good Xavier. He didn't really do Xavier things.
No.
You know, at least.
Because I got news for you, folks. Xavier in the comics, not a great guy.
No.
No.
No. If you read the comics, you start to like be on Magneto's side.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, this guy's got a point here.
Yeah.
I
mean, spoilers for the comics, Xavier's teaming up with Mr. Sinister right now. That's never a good thing.
No, that doesn't sound like a good thing.
So,
yeah.
Which I've heard that rumor that Henry Cavill is going to be Mr. Sinister in the MCU. Yeah. Or Captain Britain.
Captain Britain. What a dumb character.
Can you imagine it? Henry Cavill. I mean, that.
What a waste.
I don't know. Captain Britain was good, I'm sure, for some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you could go hang out with, oh God, what was it? The North Guard or whatever they were.
Pulsar. Some of the Canadian ones?
Yes.
Pulsar, right?
Is that what it was? Sasquatch and...
Yeah, it was Sasquatch and...
That Captain Canada or something.
No, it was...
Mr. Maple Syrup.
Maple Leaf or something.
Maple
Leaf. Something Maple Leaf.
Oh my gosh.
Polaris. It was Polaris. Sasquatch. It was a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah. What were they? Alpha Flight.
Alpha Flight. That's what it was.
North Star, Sasquatch, Aurora, Snowbird, Shaman. Carol Danvers was in it for a while.
Well, technically Wolverine was in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's the first gate.
Saint Elmo. Oh my gosh.
So had the first...
And the Groundhog. They had a character named Groundhog.
Had the first openly gay comic book character.
Was that Proudstar?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's hazy memory, but.
Yeah. Well, and that's like Iceman. Iceman's gay in the comics now. Super.
Sure. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. Good for him.
I think he might have been gay in the comics the first time.
Yeah. Probably.
But boy, there's a character that got hosed in those movies.
Oh yeah, because I think now they consider him like an Omega level mutant.
He was like crazy powerful.
Yeah,
unlike Wolverine, who was made of metal, and the guy that they fought all the time controlled what again?
Metal.
Metal, right? Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Bobby. Yeah. Controlled ice.
Hmm.
There's a lot of water. Oh yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. Even in your body.
Even in your body.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. Like Scott. I mean, he's like a super uber powerful.
Yeah.
In the comic books, which is why, by the way, he's on the X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's like? This thing that. Mystique, she's like the strongest mutant because she doesn't just change shape, she changes like her genetics and everything. So she could probably, if she really concentrated, be any mutant she wanted to be.
Rogue is technically the most powerful.
Oh my god, yes,
because Rogue can literally be any mutant,
but no, she's a small. Terrified child who needs...
The best Rogue is the 90s cartoon Rogue.
Yes.
By far.
Yes.
They even make Gambit cool.
Yeah.
And Gambit's really lame.
He is. Ooh, I can charge this and throw it.
Yeah. He's really lame.
Yeah.
But they made Jubilee cool.
Yeah. Jubilation Lee.
Yeah.
Which is who Rogue's character should have been in... Stupid X-Men movie.
Yes. Yeah, if you wanted an angsty teenager, you had Jubilee to do it with.
Yeah.
Don't mess up Rogue.
No. Super strong Southern Belle almost kills Captain Marvel, taking her powers, and then weirdly keeps most of them for some reason. But
for reasons.
Yeah, I know, but...
For comic book reasons.
Yeah, but still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can fly and is super strong and yeah.
Kind of dresses like Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Not, oh Bobby, I want to kiss you, but I can't.
I want to kiss you, but if I kiss you, I kill you.
No, that's how I got this white streak in my hair. Golly day.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do something with X-Men.
Yeah,
but I'm also kind of okay with them just being the background of Deadpool right now.
I'm like you. I hope the animated one is good.
Yeah,
the original animated one was great, except for Morph. God, who are you? Oh, Morph! Oh, no.
They really, really sold in on the Murlocs in the animated show.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of Murlocs.
Yeah. All right, let's go down here to these sewer people.
Yeah, we're gonna go fight the sewer people for reasons.
Yeah. Was it? It didn't like Storm like adopt them, kinda, and
yeah, it was really weird.
God. And there were sentinels everywhere. Sentinels everywhere.
There were a lot of sentinels.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how you got the fastball special.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they had the perfect arcade game to go with it.
Yeah. Oh my god, that arcade game was so frustrating.
And the best music.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you hear. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, it's X-Men.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Maybe Deadpool will save it.
Oh, I have.
But that's the thing, though. Like you touched on, I think the love that Ryan Reynolds has for the character Deadpool shows. And you just need to keep that going with the X-Men.
Yeah, but I don't know that he can drive the X-Men. I don't know, maybe he can.
No. Honestly, he needs to be the new cameo for every movie.
Which is easily done.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Goofy-ass Wade Wilson popping up in every Marvel movie moving forward.
Yes, Wade Wilson just can, and you know, plot wise, always works.
Yeah, it does.
You can always find a way to put Wade Wilson in.
Yeah, yeah, and every person is going, "What the hell are you doing here, Wade?"
Right.
Yeah. And he can just look at the audience, say something quippy, and then off he goes. That's another. I want to see Deadpool interact with Spider-Man.
I mean, inappropriately.
Well, with Deadpool, probably.
But, yes.
I mean, he's got this man crush on him, so, yeah. Because in the comics, he's obsessed with Spidey.
We need a better Spider-Man before that happens?
No, Tom Holland's a great Spider-Man.
He's fine. He's fine.
Of the three we've had, he's probably the best.
I don't know. I really liked Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker.
I liked his Peter Parker, but he was also too old.
Yes, he was too old.
Yeah.
But now Tom Holland's too old.
Yeah, but they're showing him as the high schooler. So.
Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure Venom can bring it all back.
Oh, yeah, they are making another Venom, aren't they? Movie?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched the second one yet.
I couldn't.
God, I finally watched Morbius.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Sounds like it wasn't a great movie.
It had no plot.
Yeah.
It had no plot or development. That when you, from the beginning to the end, when you got to the end, you're like, I have no idea what the character's drive was for and why any of this made sense. So, yeah, movie.
Yeah. Everything I heard about it did make me want to watch it, so.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're not missing anything.
No, I don't think so.
Yep. Next time when the dogs takes a crap outside, just fling against the wall, that's a movie.
Nice.
God. Yeah.
Well, I think we've rambled out our ramble.
We have. Yeah.
We've run out of steam of talking about Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, well, I'm very excited.
Best comic book movies we've had in quite some time.
By leaps and bounds.
Yeah, yeah. Best Colossus.
Oh.
My brother, he was like, oh, you mean he's not supposed to be some Texan hick that's tiny and says, y'all sit behind me.
Was there a Colossus in that?
Yes, in X2, I think.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Colossus was in
that. Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
But he was not big, nor was he Russian.
Nor was he Russian.
Yeah, nor did he have a sister, Ilyana, who could do magic.
Yeah. I mean, I had the best Juggernaut.
Wait. You're talking about Deadpool, right?
Deadpool, yes.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean that actual giant Juggernaut?
Yes. Yeah. Giant, terrifying Juggernaut, yes. Yeah. I mean, I said, I'm happy to see what Deadpool 3 will be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But then maybe no more Deadpool movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd kind of be happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even the comic book creator of Deadpool has retired. So.
Yeah, you have to eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Robbie retired. And yeah, there's one more run of Deadpool coming out this summer with his that he's involved in. And he said, if they take it after that, that's fine. But otherwise, I'd be fine if Deadpool just, you know, pops up here and there. It's just a hello.
Right. Yeah. So. I think that's maybe one of the problems with comic books, though. They have lost their plot.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Look, I still read a lot of comics, and I'm like, God, this is like the same story I read 10 years ago. Just with a couple different characters. Or the same exact characters.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's too many Batmans, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too many Spider-Mans, also.
Yeah. It's very confusing to read at times.
Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible to read.
It's almost a job. Somebody nowadays, hey, jump into comics. Yeah, okay.
It's impossible. I tried.
Yeah. Yeah. Read Invincible. That's an easy one.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're watching a show. I hear it's really good.
It is. You should. Go, Alan. But yeah, folks, support your independent IPs. Play some Helldivers.
If we don't support our independent IPs, we will not have the internet we want.
Right. And
that's a real problem.
It is. But be good to each other. That's the biggest thing.
Be very good to each other. Be excellent to each other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Bill and Ted. The Wild Stallions were right the whole time.
Yeah. God, that was their name, wasn't it?
It was, of course.
Now I want to watch Bill and Ted.
You should watch Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Take care, folks.
See you, folks.